the show today, we have BECU's Dana Gray talking about their 3 steps to lending success. So check it out. You guys are the recipients of late last year's winner of the CUNA Lending Council Excellence in Lending Award. Congratulations. How's it feel?
You know what? It felt great. It was such an honor and so much fun to have built a lending program that works for our business members. So we're all very proud. Thank you.
And what category? For those who may not be aware, I mean, what category did you guys win in?
So it was in business lending.
Okay. Very good. And so what did you guys do to win? I mean, did you implement some new program? Did you have incredible results? What exactly occurred here?
Okay, great question. You know, we kind of reinvigorated a program that had been launched back in 2004 or so. Mm-hmm. So BECU had business lending. It grew pretty rapidly and possibly without all the controls in place that it needed back in, again, 2004, 2007.
Okay.
So, you know, we made the decision to slow it way down, and very little was done in the lending space. We had a book of business that was paying off, and it was actually well performing. We did have a very small business team mm-hmm. here in place, mm-hmm. but we weren't doing much. We would take an occasional member request, but again, no growth focus, kind of a little bit dormant, basically.
Okay.
So management decided, you know, we really, come around 2010, we looked at our membership, and you know, we had about 20,000 business members at that time.
Wow.
They were very small. We figured out they didn't have a lot in the way of lending needs, but we did serve a business membership.
Mm-hmm.
And our leadership team said, you know, we should be doing in the community for the business member what we're doing for the consumer members. So decided to really reactivate our program.
Okay.
It took a couple years to get that commitment really solid. Mm-hmm. They hired me in 2012, and I came to actually create a strategy for how to get BECU Business Services back onto the street and back in a place where, you know, we could really do something with it.
Okay.
So that's, I think, what happened when we first started. We created our strategy. We launched basically a 3-step strategy.
Uh-huh.
Or how we would reinvigorate business services, and it's really paid off very well. Happy to tell you about the strategy if you want to know.
Yeah, if you could give us a quick summary on what the strategies were, because I think that'd be very helpful for other credit unions kind of wanting to do the same thing.
Okay, so we did 3 things. First of all, we came in and we gathered the voice of our member and the voice of our employees.
Okay.
Because we knew we had a small business membership.
Right.
Big, really, actually, but we had some business members, but we didn't really know what they wanted out of their financial institution. We knew we weren't lending to them very much.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some basic business product set. We had business checking and savings and money market and some of the basic deposit products. We had business lending program. We just weren't actively getting it to our members.
Okay.
So we went out. We did a huge member survey. We talked to all of our business members, and we found out, you know, via email and whatnot, and
mm-hmm.
said, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What would help us fulfill your financial objectives? So we learned that they just didn't know about us. That's the main thing they
wow.
told us. They said, I didn't know you did business. So that was the first thing. And then we went out and we interviewed our employees. We went to all of our branches and we asked, you know, what can we do to help support you in dealing with a business member?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing we learned, and I hear this at other credit unions all the time, is they were uncomfortable dealing with a business member. Even the account opening process was more complex. They weren't really sure. Our frontline staff wasn't really sure
mm-hmm.
how to uncover needs appropriately and how to feel confident in what we offered.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there set the first stage of our program.
Love it.
The first thing of our strategy we decided was to engage our existing members more deeply.
Mm-hmm.
The way we were going to do that was teach our branch staff how to be confident and competent in the business products that we had,
mm-hmm.
how to feel good about uncovering business member need and really deliver the right solution for them. So we put business specialists in the field. We created a whole new job family. We put business specialists out
nice.
Branches.
I like this.
Yeah, it was really fun. They did, and they're still in place. It's a great job family. So they're out there supporting 8 or 10 branches each. They do side-by-side coaching sessions. They teach them on business products mm-hmm. when we launch a new product. They sort of certify them and make them feel very confident, help mm-hmm. them in their confidence mm-hmm. in dealing with a business member. That program has paid off great. We have so much. We have so much support from our branches, tons of referrals coming in. They refer directly to the business specialist, and
mm-hmm.
in some cases, they just online the product themselves. If it's a scored product like business credit card or unsecured lines of credit, Our branch staff is very capable and comfortable doing that themselves. Mm-hmm. If it's a little more complex, they refer it to their business specialist, and we get off and running.
Man, it's like a niche position that's so important, it sounds like. I mean, it's really kind of valuable now.
It's super valuable, and you know, BECU decided we can go after the big stuff, which quite frankly, we have. Mm-hmm. We have developed our commercial arm too. That came later. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that in the third leg of our strategy.
Okay.
But we didn't want to bypass our business member. We're here to serve the full range of our community.
Right.
So
right.
We call through the branch staff. It's kind of our retail side of our business membership. We do now administer that through Scored products for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to bypass that. That's the heart of who we are and what we do. So that was our small business member strategy. We wanted to grow some loan balances. And as I mentioned, we were stagnant. We really didn't have much on the books at all.
Okay.
So in order to really ramp that up, we started buying participation loans. And that sounds maybe a little easier than it is, but in doing the whole participation strategy, which was sort of step two of our three-stage strategy,
mm-hmm.
we were able to build up our own credit administration side. So in the buying of participation loans, we created a senior loan committee. We greatly enhanced our underwriting team. We had wonderful underwriters, but just not very many of
okay.
them. So we brought in some with some more expertise in the commercial real estate market. We brought in a credit administrator. We really revamped our policies and our procedures, both learning from some of our new mentors in this space,
mm-hmm.
the partners that we bought loans from. So I always give a little shout out to the Beth Page and Belcos of the world, because they kind of got us started in this business a little bit, and they helped us with making sure that, well, we did it ourselves, but through working with them, we wanted to make sure that our policies were sound and that our procedures were exactly what they should be. So this interim step before we really hit our market big time was to develop all of our internal controls and processes through the buying of participations.
Okay.
So that was really helpful. We started buying. We didn't do a ton of it, but we got enough established that our own senior leadership team became very comfortable
mm-hmm.
with the product that we were selling,
mm-hmm.
got much more into commercial real estate, which is an area that seems to come quite naturally to credit unions.
Yep.
So, so there you go. That was stage two.
Let's hear about stage three. This is exciting.
Okay. Well, great of you to ask. Thank you.
Fancy that I
all
ask.
Right. So stage three. Stage three was putting our own relationship managers / lenders on the street.
Oh.
So that was called our attract / acquisition mode.
Okay.
That's when we said, okay, who are we really here to serve? It's our own local membership and our own local economy.
Yep.
So we started hiring relationship managers that would get out there and serve not only our existing membership, but would actually help to attract new membership to BECU business membership. The primary focus did end up being on commercial real estate loans. We'd really like to get into C&I lending, and we do some of that for sure. But the commercial industrial lending does require a little bit more strength in the deposit products. We needed to offer a few more treasury management products than we do offer, so we're building that as we go.
Okay.
Of course, we built remote deposit capture. A lot of those things that have been out there for a long time, we yeah. hadn't focused on, but we're putting them in place now. So a year from now, I think we will evolve even differently as a lender and be more in the C&I world. Right now, we're largely focused in commercial real estate.
Okay.
But we've made some strong connections both with our own internal membership.
Mm-hmm.
We call on them regularly. We thank them for doing business with BECU. And we uncover additional opportunity to do business with us. We also work with the local broker community, with CNI, with COI contacts that mm-hmm. will refer us business.
Oh, nice.
It's been a lot of fun.
Now, can I, in step three, which is where it really gets intriguing, do you physically put people on the street and going out and meeting with small businesses and members and things like that? And are you equipping them with an iPad or something like that and going out, hey, you can do this or that? Or because I've heard a lot about getting the staff out of the branch and into the community where they can kind of proactively connect. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing and it's working.
That's exactly it. They don't have iPads, but they do have laptops. And they go out, they call all the time. It's just your typical external calling program.
Okay.
So they all have their COI contacts, their attorneys, their CPAs that they've worked with in their past, mm-hmm. past Most of the lenders that we hired actually had done this in their past for quite a bit at other financial institutions. So they had prior in their old world customers and our work business members to call on. They had, you know, they attend local events. They really make themselves known in the community. And again, we have had some significant good fortune in vetting out really strong brokers who are that serve with the kind of integrity that we expect them would expect them to, and refer us good business. So you put all those sources together, plus what our own branches, we call them NFCs, neighborhood financial centers, what they can refer us. So now they have a place to refer. In the past, they weren't quite sure what to do with that hot lead when it came in the door. Now they have someone assigned to them that says, I'll be there. Let me come take the application. Let me come talk to the member for you.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's get to the results, Dana. What, after doing this big old three-step program that has produced tremendous results for you, what are the results here?
Well, you know what? They're pretty good. And so, gosh, we have, when I first came, I think our book was something like $65 million in loan balances. So I told you we did have a small book to start with in commercial loan balances. We're just shy of $400 million right now. And so it's been 3.5 years later, and we've had a ton of growth. We, you know, each year, I remember the first year I was here, I think we did $17 million in production, which, as you know, isn't a whole ton. Right. The next year, we doubled it. By the third year, we tripled it. And last year, we did almost $250 million in production across the board of all of our business products. That, again, is relying on the strength of our 42-branch NFC network and our relationship managers and our specialists. And thankfully, just the really strong name that our credit union has in the community, BECU, has a great name in the community, as do most of the credit unions that you're serving on this broadcast today. So anyways, we've had great growth. It's going well. We have really good, solid loan quality. We're not taking risks on the credit side at all. I think we're competitive price-wise. But we're not gonna be overly competitive on structure. That's not where we want to win the deal. So
wow. I mean, that just goes to show you that extra effort, that planning, and then executing that plan really pays off. I mean, pardon the pun. I mean, it's really paid off for you guys in a big way. What's that?
It's worked really well. And we've tried to be, we're focusing on loan balances. Obviously, our deposit side has grown accordingly. Mm-hmm. So our deposits, business deposits, are just about at the exact same level as our business loans. Mm-hmm. We also offer like First Data, merchant services, you know, paychecks, payroll services. So we do try and make sure that our members are appropriately served across the board in all their business needs. Mm-hmm. We can help them on the investment side as well. So we make sure we're serving the full range.
I'm moving up to your neighborhood and opening my small business because you guys are doing such a fantastic job up there. I mean, you're really catering to these folks, and I'm sure they're loving it because you guys are there for every step of the way for them.
Well, we finally just added business NPS. We didn't have that. So we will now be really measuring the voice of our members. It's important to us that as happy as we are with the growth we're experiencing, we want to make sure they are as well. We hold an annual member appreciation lunch, which is something kind of fun, where we bring in some of our new members from the past year, and our CEO comes, Benson comes, my boss, the chief lending officer, is there, and we just listen to them. We value them. We appreciate them. We thank them for their business. And then we say, tell us what we can do more of or better of to serve your needs. And so it's really fun. I love having that listening session, and our leaders are so committed to it. So it's really great.
It's that simple too. You know, it's just listening and then reacting to it. All right. Wrap up question for you, Dana. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to go down this road that you guys have ventured down?
It's a great question. And, you know, I think I would come back to the way we started as well. And that is gather the voice of your member, gather the voice of your employees. Mm-hmm. Find out where the opportunity is.
Okay.
For us, we had a business membership already in place. For others, you may be getting into it brand new, so they don't really have voice of business member. In that case, just do your competitive assessment. Evaluate the competitive landscape. We did a ton of that. We did SWOT analysis till we were blue in the face. You know, we went out and we looked at what other credit unions were doing, what our primary competitors were doing, and we said, okay, how quickly could we match that level of service or that level of product commitment? So if you have a voice of member, start there.
Okay.
If not, analyze the competition. See what's missing from your program and then develop your strengths around that.
Excellent. Great message to end on. Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us about your success and what other credit unions can do to kind of emulate that success. So well done and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.